Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. So I just got to get it off my chest because I feel like it'll make me feel better. We're going to talk about a couple things this hour. What Kamala Harris was doing with her intelligence reports. We're going to talk about the Washington Post owner actually finally looking like maybe he's starting to get what's happening with the Democrat Party. We have all that, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. I have to unload something on you here, but this is exactly why. Maybe it's the show to do it, because I was going off about illegal immigration. So you want to know what just happened to me during the break? So here's what happened to me during the break. My mom's obviously been going through it, you know, about the passing of my dad and whatnot. And we all are, but her especially, of course. Nothing compares to that. And so I have this out-of-town thing I'm going to take her to. It's an out-of-town thing. I needed a hotel. I obviously needed two rooms. I look online, kind of says nothing's available. I hang up, or I just put my phone down and I call instead of doing the online app thing. I call this hotel. And of course the lady half the, hello, what the fuck, click, click, at the point of Stardust. I get no English at all. And I managed to get through to her. I need two rooms. Oh, at the hotel, it's booking up. I got it. I need two rooms. Whatever rooms you have, I need two rooms. Okay, I just got to see. Let me check. I have to go through this entire thing, 5-10 minutes. Finally, she comes back and says, okay, I see that we do have the two rooms available. Would you want to go for? I said, yes, book me the two rooms. Please just book the two rooms. Yep, rate sounds good. Book the two rooms. Okay, I'm just going to get a little more information from you here. And she takes down my name. Takes down my address, credit card number to book the room. And she said, okay, Jesse, now I need to know. I need a verbal yes. Do I have your permission to book the room? And this is where I stop her because I see this coming a mile away. And I say, ma'am, if you have both rooms, if I have both rooms, then you can book it. I don't need one room. I have no need for one room. I have to go to a separate hotel if you have one room. So if it's two rooms, book it. If it's two rooms, book the hotel. And so you want both rooms? Is that what you're... I just said I wanted both. Book the rooms. And so, okay, let me just get this for you. Just a couple things in a beep, beep. Okay, good news, Jesse. I got you booked. Okay, I got it. Good news. Yes, yes, yes. Is the second room booked? Oh, okay. Hang on a second. I'm looking right now. Hang on. Jesse, it looks like the second room is gone. We don't have any more rooms. And now, as you can imagine, you can probably hear it in my voice. This just happened. That happened during the break. As you can imagine, my head's about to pop off at this point in time. So I say to the lady, okay, I got it. Then give me a full refund because they charged me full price on the full room. Then I need a full refund on the first room because I told you I didn't want the room. Oh, Jesse, I'm sorry. The cancellation policy. I said I just lost it. Chris and Corey, sorry you had to see me like that. I freaking lost it. I was not at all nice. But this is part of the reason I love Pure Talk so much. I can't deal with the non-English thing. And I don't care. I don't care how offended you are. I'm sorry. I can't deal with it anymore. Speak and understand English or go find a different freaking job. Gosh, I cannot take it. Ugh. All right. Now, Now that I got that off my chest, you know what? I'm good, Chris. I'm good. You know what this is, too? This is too much testosterone. It happens. Look, I've been on a male vitality stack from Chalk Natural Herbal Supplements for like 3 years now, and I have more energy and more focus, and you end up taking less crap from people, and your tolerance for stupidity, I'm going to warn you, it's going to go down. It's going to go down, and now mine is it's at a dangerously low level, and now I can't take it when I have to talk with Click Click, and I'm trying to book two rooms. It's too much for me. So, natural herbal supplements from Chalk. That's the way to go. Male Vitality Stack, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Do you want to go off on a customer service representative who may or may not understand English? You can do that too. Go to chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk about Kamala Harris, because a report came out from a Sharon Lafreniere and Julian E. Barnes. This is a direct quote. Paging through intelligence reports just weeks after she was sworn in as vice president, Kamala Harris was struck by the way two female foreign leaders were described. The reports used adjectives that, in her view, were rarely used to describe male leaders. Ms. Harris, the first woman to hold up her office, ordered up a review that scrutinized multiple years of briefing reports from various intelligence agencies looking for possible gender bias. I'll skip down a couple. Intelligence officials added a new training class for analysts on how to judge and assess female foreign leaders, according to another official. We've had this talk once before, but let's talk about this again, because we're going to play a little Michelle Obama stuff. I tell myself, we all tell ourselves little white lies, right? That help us cope, that help us get by. And when you and I look at the state of our country and all this DEI crap, all the endless DEI crap, is it that's too offensive? Is it women enough? Is it black enough? Is it gay enough? Is this too... You and I are mortified by it, especially when it comes to things like the military. We're just sickened by the whole thing. But at least me, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I tell myself this lie. I comfort myself with this lie that, hey, at least if it gets high enough up there, once it gets really important, at least they put a stop to all this stuff and they just focus on what matters. At some point, somebody's going to say, okay, enough of this nonsense, and they're going to focus on what really matters. At some point, if the beep hits the fan, World War III breaks out, something, all this stuff is going to be set aside, and we're going to focus on what really counts. This is a lie I have comforted myself with many, 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 many times in my lifetime, and I'm here to tell you it's a lie. This stuff has risen to such high levels of power in this country. There is nobody currently in power in this nation who can or will stop it for any reason. Because for these people, for the practitioners of the evil religion of communism, this is what really matters. Every time I've told myself that, I was lying to myself about how committed, how religious the American communist is. The American communist is so devout to his sick demonic religion. They can sit down, open up intelligence reports containing critical national security information for this country and our foreign policy, and the only thing they see are things that might offend women. You'd never talk about a man like that. We don't need no man. We think that if it climbs high enough, if it gets bad enough, if things get serious enough, surely they'll stop it in the end. It's a lie. It's one of those little white lies that help us sleep better at night. It's a lie. These people are communists who destroy everything. And unless they are stopped, they will destroy everything. We have intelligence analysts in the United States of America sitting, while they should be trying to prevent World War III, make sure America's standing is strong, spy on our enemies, our intelligence analysts have had to be put through classes to make sure they're addressing women in the most respectful way before they put down their intelligence reports for the Vice President of the United States of America. These people, they have some kind of a sickness.
So what I'm talking about doing right now is based on longstanding work. It's not new. But as President of the United States, part of why it is important is it is a new approach to that job. It is about a new way that is based on a new generation of leadership, that is based on new ideas, and frankly, a different experience that brings my commitment to the work I am talking about into being.
We can just dismiss this as, she's an airhead. She doesn't know anything. She may be an airhead. She may not know anything. She may have no personality. She may have no knowledge of anything really about world affairs or whatnot. She is a destroyer. And all the people who practice this sick religion, they will destroy everything if we don't stop them. So there's some motivation for you to get out to the polls. Let's move on, shall we? In fact, you know what? Actually, I want to say one more thing on this, because there's a silent poll that was done, but you shouldn't take it at face value. I'll explain in a moment. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's been a Medal of Honor Monday. You can email the show, and you should. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Before we get to Michelle Obama, I wanted to just reference something here because it goes along the lines of this DEI stuff. This is from Campus Reform. They polled the Duke University faculty. Duke University, very elite school, I should note. Also, just as filthy and commie as it comes, like many universities have become. They polled the faculty, and the faculty thinks, almost 50% of them, I should say, that too much emphasis has been put on DEI stuff. Okay. Sounds good, but here's the problem. It's not enough to silently disapprove of communism. So many people in so many different countries have been swept up by communism and frankly have participated in communism when they didn't even agree with it and didn't like it. They just kept going along with it because that's what the crowd was doing. They were too afraid to speak up. There are legions and legions of people, even Democrats, who understand when you stop focusing on merit and you start focusing on skin color and gender and these things, that it will destroy things, that it is evil, that it is wrong, there are legions of people who know this, but they don't have the courage to say it. We have to say it, all of us. It's not enough to just, I disagree, underneath your breath. It's not enough to roll your eyes and shrug your shoulders. Wherever we can, we have to fight back against this stuff loudly. I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, the demons who've been pushing this on you, they will not be silent. They will not back off. They are not tired. They are aggressively into it. We cannot silent our way out of it. Our silent approval, or silent disapproval, I should say, means absolutely nothing. Speak up. Get loud. And part of the reason we have to get loud is it's a cultural change, you see. What we need is this stuff to be despised by the people, And what we need to do, what you have to do, you have to be the courage for the person who doesn't have it. You have it. They're not sure. I don't want people to think I'm mean or a misogynist. What if people think I'm a racist? Can you imagine how heavy that would be?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
You have to be their courage. Courage and cowardice are contagious. If we continue to remain silent with all this evil, then evil will overcome us. If we continue to speak up, then we will win. We can defeat this stuff. There are so many people around you who agree with you that it's evil, that it's wrong, that it's destructive, that it's bad. They don't have what you have inside of them. They can't fight back against it. You can give them the courage. Speak up about it, okay? Speak up about it. Now, before we get to Michelle Obama and Jeff Bezos, let's do a couple emails. Hey, Jesse, I know an op when I see one. Divert, deflect, and deny. Trying to get us to make fun of your new knee pads so we'll stop making fun of your tiny hands. You have failed, my friend. Okay, I don't have knee pads, okay? I didn't order knee pads. I don't need knee pads. I ordered knee sleeves. They're compression sleeves. They're not pads so I can get on my knees or something like that. They're sleeves so when I go on rucks or when I do squats or the devil's exercise lunges, my knee will stop swelling up. When I fly now, if it's a 2-3 hour flight, if my leg is just kind of there for too long, it's not bad. It's not like I'm in terrible pain. I'm not 90 yet, but it swells up. And it gets super stiff, and that's uncomfortable. I'm not ashamed of my knee sleeves, okay? I'm proud of them. I might, you know what? I might start wearing them out in public with shorts. Just what, Chris? I can't. Oh, look, no. What? They'll look great. Trust me, Chris. They'll look
great.
Can
I get a witness?
In the past, listeners have complained about the communist advertising on the podcast, but hear me out on this. I think it's actually a good thing during the election that they're just wasting their money on an audience that's virtually 100 decided on who to vote for. Okay, well, listen. Okay, first, remember, if you hear my voice during the breaks, that's our advertisers. We vetted them. They're ours. They belong to the show. These airwaves do not belong to me at all. They do not. I am allowed to use them for 3 hours a night. If it's not my voice, it's not my ad. If you hear ads you dislike, you should understand there's a law out there, a horrible law, but a law out there that everyone has to be given equal time. So if you pay for it. So if Donald Trump runs an ad in my show, hey, I'm Donald Trump, vote for me, I'll deport all the illegals. And then Kamala Harris's people get a hold and say, hey, we want to run an ad. By law, we cannot refuse it. It has to be accepted. I know it's a garbage, ridiculous, equality law, but it's the law. It's stupid. It's insane, but it's how it goes. You know, it's not stupid or insane. Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers is out there caring for widows and orphans. That's what they're doing. Tunnel to Towers. Well, they build smart homes for veterans who gave up parts of their body for this country. On top of caring for Gold Star families and fallen first responder families, this is one of my favorite things because these guys, you give up an arm, you give up an eye or both eyes, legs, your physical quality of life is different for the rest of it. It's different for the rest of your life. And they build these guys smart homes so they can overcome their injuries more easily. And they can feel like you're not a burden, but you feel like a burden. All these guys tell me this. I feel like a burden on my wife. I feel like a burden on my kids. It lessens that. It's honestly, it's the most blessed thing, these smart homes. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. That's all they ask for. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. So let's go to Michelle Obama. Everyone who listens to this show knows my deep, lasting hatred for Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the first, and I believe only president we've ever had who tried to break the country. We've had plenty of bad presidents, plenty of Democrats, plenty of Republicans. We've had plenty of presidents who didn't care about the country. I get that. We've only had one that hated it to his core and used his 8 years to try to burn it down. Filled up the government, filled up the military with people who hated it like he hated it. And they are doing their evil work to this day. The damage Barack Obama did to this country with his 8 years, I will not see the end of it in my lifetime. If we started unpacking it and untying it now, I know for a fact I'll be dead by the time it got untied. That's how much damage one street communist did with the power of the White House. But Barack Obama did not do it alone. He did it with the aid of his wife, who might She might hate America more than he does. Remember that famous video that's out there? There's all kinds of Michelle Obama talk out there because she can't ever stop running her fat mouth. But remember that one video where they're at a patriotic ceremony. I forget what it was. Flag Day, maybe July 4th, something like that. And they're sitting, standing there on stage, hands over their hearts. And she turns to him and says, "All this for a dang flag." Only she didn't say dang, but there are kids listening, so that's what I'm going to say. And he turns to her and he nods. Yeah, country sucks. The Obamas are a cancer on this country. Possibly terminal, a cancer. And so they go grab Michelle because Dome's campaign is going down faster than, well, we're not going to go there right now. But Dome's campaign is in free fall. And they brought out Michelle Obama to do what? To do Obama things.
I got to ask myself, well, why on earth is this race even close? I lay awake at night wondering what in the world is going on. And it's clear to me that the question isn't whether Kamala is ready for this moment, because by every measure, she has demonstrated that she's ready. The real question is, as a country, are we ready for this moment?
Always talking down to us. You're always too racist. You're always too sexist. Just let us burn down the country or you're a racist. You're a sexist. The Obamas are the creators of DEI. The originators of it. You're with me or you're racist. You're with me or you're sexist. This country sucks. Everyone against me's evil. And maybe you thought that was bad. This is worse.
Are you as men prepared to look into the eyes of the women and children you love and tell them that you supported this assault on our safety? And
assault on our safety. They have so twisted themselves and twisted the minds of young women up. Women genuinely think their lives are in danger if they're not allowed to massacre their babies. Doesn't matter how many young women are raped and murdered by illegals across the country, illegals Democrats have let in. The American communist is so twisted up, she believes that her life is in danger if she's not allowed to abort her baby. And of course, there's Michelle Satan Obama there reinforcing that belief.
Are you as men prepared to look into the eyes of the women and children you love and tell them that you supported this assault on our safety? And to the women listening, we have every right to demand that the men in our lives do better by us. We have to use our voices to make these choices clear to the men that we love. Our lives are worth more than their anger and disappointment. And we are...
Our lives are worth more than their anger or disappointment. Is that the most communist woman thing in the history of communist women things? They have created a reality in their minds that their lives are at danger, and they're dismissing the widespread anger and angst men are feeling as they watch their careers, their dollar, and their country go down the toilet. Dismiss all these tangible things you feel, men, because I've managed to convince myself my life's in danger if you won't let me chop your baby's head off while it's growing in my stomach. Is that not some of the most sick, demonic crap you've ever heard in your life? But of course it is. Why? Because her name's Michelle freaking Obama. And if it's humanly possible, she might be more evil than that beard she married. Golly. Sorry, I'm all fired up from that phone call earlier. Chris, it's fine. I got fired up from the phone call early, and I'm fine. It's all fine now. Everyone knows. Everyone gets
it. Why are you gay?
Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos maybe gets it too. So he's a dirty commie, right? One of the richest guys in the world. Well, at least he was till his lib wife divorced him and took half his money. Now she's the richest woman in the world. But he's one of the richest guys in the world. He also owns the Washington Post. He owns Amazon. You see, some people get it and some people do not. The Washington Post didn't endorse Dome. The New York Times, this just broke an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. We didn't bother talking about it. It's not that big of a deal, but the New York Times didn't endorse Dome. And then, well, here's a headline from the New York Post today. Oh, yeah, USA Today too, Chris. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos wants more conservative opinion writers at the paper. Now, hold on. What's he doing here? Does he actually want to promote your cause or my cause? No. Does he want to save the country? Of course not. No. Dismiss all those things. Jeff Bezos is a very intelligent human being. Hate him as you might, that's fine. He's a very, very intelligent human being. And Jeff Bezos understands really what we referenced. I think it was in the first hour when we were making fun of Tim Walz not knowing football lingo. Jeff Bezos understands that they're going to lose this election in large part because they have so isolated themselves in the ivory towers of liberalism in this country. They don't speak the language of the people anymore. They don't even know how to. The Democrat Party has completely destroyed its coalition to the point they don't know how to relate to football games. They don't know how to act like they even hunt. They dragged poor Tim Walls out there acting like a pheasant hunter. That shotgun was kicking his rear end like I'm back to being 11 years old and my dad handed me his 12 gauge. I don't know. How do you work this thing? They have so isolated themselves in the world of academia, in the media world, in the halls of power, the major finance world, the major tech world. All these high up elite institutions are all run by the communists because the communists infiltrated and took the institutions over. And yeah, that's good. And it's certainly helped them gain power and it's helped them gain money. But now they're looking out at the complete rejection of the American people. They're feeling it. It's tangible. They're feeling it and they're looking around wondering, what do I do? Let's have Tim Walls play Madden. They don't have any idea how you think or feel. And some people, the smart people like Bezos, are starting to realize it. And the hilarious thing is, when they announced the Washington Post wasn't endorsing Dome, there was a revolt from the commies inside of the Washington Post. It's hilarious anyway. Pain isn't hilarious. You have any cactus injuries? I do. I'll tell you about mine in a moment. Well, it's a long story. I'll get to it in a second. But just know that for a couple of days after, I could have used some relief factor. You see, relief factors for the daily pain in your life. What don't you do that you used to do? Your body breaking down, your knee hurts, back hurts, neck hurts, and it nags at you every day. Just sits there nagging at you like Michelle Obama in your ear all day, every day. Is that what pain is for you? Let Relief Factor make Michelle go away. 100% drug-free. A natural way to support your body's response to inflammation. 3 weeks. Try it for 3 weeks. You might just wake up 3 weeks from now feeling great. What if that could happen? $19.95 is all it costs. 3 week trial. You don't like it? Don't order anymore. Forget about it. Almost everyone orders more for a reason. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you missed any part of the show, just go download a podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember, you can email us. We'd love your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com or a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Ever tell you about the time I got hurt bad by a cactus? More specifically, if we're being honest, it was a prickly pear. But here's how it went. My dad, this was one of, actually, I believe it was my very first major hunting trip with my dad. I was 12, I think, 11 or 12 years old. So I was young, skinny, rifle was kicking my rear end. And we were in Montana and we'd driven across the state. Remember, my dad didn't like fun, really, or music of any kind. So he also didn't like to talk. So we rode about 5 hours to eastern Montana in pretty much complete silence. If you've ever wondered what's wrong with me mentally, that's how I grew up. Anyway, so we're driving. Oh, by the way, if you want to know why I can entertain just sitting here by myself, because I've had to talk to myself for virtually my entire life. Anyway, so we drive clear to eastern Montana and we're going antelope hunting. And I don't know if you've ever been antelope hunting, but it's intense. One, they're very, very fast. They have excellent senses. And you have to hunt. It's none of this Texas deer hunting thing where you go sit up in a stand and drop some corn in the middle of the field and shoot whatever comes out. No, you have to stay upwind. You have to, it's hard, okay? You have to stalk them. And so you spend your time walking all over these rolling grassy hills trying to find a way to creep up on these things. It's a lot of walking, a lot of crawling, a lot of this, a lot of that. Finally, my dad thinks he's got me in position to take a shot at these things. I have to lay down and I start low crawling up this hill. Well, he had previously given me a pouch to keep on my belt full of the ammunition for my rifle. Now, I'd done some crawling earlier in the day. And the pouch was kind of digging into my side where I was laying there because I had to lay there for a while. So I took the pouch off and I set the pouch down. Now, fast forward to the newest place, and I'm low crawling up to where I'm supposed to be. I finally see the antelope, and he's letting me know, okay, let's go, take the shot. So I reach for the ammo pouch that was previously on my belt. But you see, the ammo pouch got forgotten where I was before, miles and miles away. We would never be able to find it again. And now I have this moment of panic. And I know my dad is staring daggers into my back right now. He probably already knows that I lost the ammo. He's probably trying to resist to keep from murdering me in this very moment. I instinctively, you know how you kind of, when you know you forgot your wallet, you still pat your pockets as if it might still be in there. You know that? Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. Crossing your fingers, it might still be there. I have this panic wash over me. I know that I've left the ammo pouch. I know it's gone. As soon as I reach my belt and it's not there, I know it's gone. I know my dad's getting ready to murder me. So I instinctively reach out beside me, not on my person, but I start patting the ground beside me, looking for it, and a huge prickly pear that I was apparently laying right beside jabs into my hand. They're just cactus, Chris, that are just short. What? Yeah, they have them up there. Yes, in eastern Montana. Yes, Chris. Yes, they do. Anyway, jab it. I pull it out. I have three or four needles stuck in my hand. I know my dad is probably so mad at this point in time that just it gave me strength in the moment. My stupidity and weakness gave me strength in the moment. I didn't want to let him see. So with my hand bleeding, I kind of put it in front of me and just yanked them all out with the other hand. And then he got mad at me for getting blood all over the gun. Anyway, that's a little antelope story. Do you have a dog? You need to give your dog some Rough Greens. Rough Greens has a couple things I need to tell you about. I just had dinner with naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. What a freaking stud that guy is. Green Beret, all these things stud. But you know they have chews for your dog, super healthy chews for your dog to get nutrition. You know they have Rough Greens for cats now. If you were wanting your cat to finally get nutrition, they have that. They have incredible things at Rough Greens. He is so passionate about animals and passionate about the fact they don't get nutrition. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. Get your dog some chews. Get your cat, even though it's weird you have one, get your cat some Rough Greens. Help your pet to live longer. Roughgreens.com/Jesse is where you go. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. This gives you a free jumpstart trial bag, I should note. Free jumpstart trial bag. Go get yourself some Rough Greens.
Can I get a witness?
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
German town bans cactus plants from all government facilities after an injury. I understand you and I see you, Germany. I have certainly been there. Whitmer's Michigan population is shrinking, losing most residents to Florida, Ohio, and Texas. This is according to the Midwesterner. This is me reminding you that your blue state that you won't leave, it's going to turn into a state only for the uber rich and uber poor. The uber poor can't leave. They're stuck there. The uber rich will isolate themselves in gated communities with private security. Everyone else, all those wonderful middle class people, they've already gotten a hold of U-Haul. They've packed it up and they've packed it in and they are moving on. Pronouns 101, trans and non-binary passport clinic. University of Michigan Spectrum Center is celebrating transgender Awareness Month. I will maintain that is one of the dumbest political moves I've ever seen by a major party. Democrats embracing the tranny stuff. It's weird. It's gross. Everyone knows it. It was never going to catch on with major popularity. And now it makes them look like a bunch of freaks, which of course they are.
I love you back.
Biden wants to campaign for Kamala Harris. Harris says, get lost. The complete hatred, fairly open hatred now between the Biden camp and the Harris camp makes me laugh. And think about this. Think about this. There's a chance a week from now, a week and a day from now, we'll be sitting here, we'll be doing the show, and the results are coming in, and Lord willing, we think we're going to win and win that night and all that. Think about this. There's a chance Kamala Harris ended hers and Joe Biden's political career. Think about that. How wonderful is that? We owe that woman a debt of gratitude. She might have ended both their careers. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can call me, 877-377-4373. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.